Well, te runga ngō whāngo lō pau arahi o the GM for Culture, Rāne Nei Kaiora, is with us for a kōrero today. For 10 years now, 10 years, the town of Kaiora in the far north has endured a boil water notice with no resolution, leaving residents reliant on rainwater tanks and bottled water amid ongoing infrastructure failures and bureaucratic buck passing. Thank you for joining us on the program. Rāne Ere, ko Dale tēnei, ngā mihi nui, kā koe, te rangatira, kia ora rau atu koe.
Koro mōre nei e tei, o tira a tāmaki makare waku huanga o ngā iwi orunga nei anō ngā mihi. Morning.
Morning, mate. It's good to talk with you. You're flying. Where are you off to today, brother?
Niue, for a week.
Oh, sounds good. I wonder if they have to boil their water there. Hey, this is pretty damn frustrating, wouldn't you think, mate? A whole decade of having to boil water, that's a hoha as. And this, how's the prolonged lack of safe tap water impacted the daily lives and well-being of people of that proud community of Kaiora in the north of Rāneata?
Oh, you know, when I was sort of first asked about it, the first thing I sort of thought about was the resilience of our little community, our little rural town of Kaiora, you know, barely a few hundred people live in our little village, you know, the whole of the district of Whangaroa, the Whangaroa Rohe, probably a couple of thousand at the most, but we're a proud people, and the effects or the impacts number one, actually being reminded that it's been 10 years and that it's actually become so normal to us now, living in Kaiora, working in Kaiora, bringing our whānau, our children, our mokopuna up in Kaiora. It's now so normal to just buy water from the Foursquare or the BP or for those that continue to boil. Or, in fact, it is very normal now to just assume that everybody in Kaiora has tank water. So partly thankful for the resilience of our people, partly beyond hoha that there still hasn't been a resolution between local government, between the operators, or even a willingness to collaborate with the likes of ourselves at the iwi organisation at the Runanga. But it's a, as you say, a continuing bureaucratic buck passing that at the moment still has no resolution in sight for my rural little community of Kaiora.
Tēnā koe. Well, something's had to happen about it, doesn't it, mate? This is, you know, we just take it for granted now in the cities when we turn on our taps. I'm talking to Shane Jones, actually, in the, following our conversation, Rāneata. Your Uncle Shane, what do you want me to pose to him? I say, hey, Shane, you're getting water for everyone else. How about getting some for Kaiora?
Well, to my uncle's credit, I must say, his advocation on behalf of Kaiora in regards to, I believe, Te Taumata Arawai has approached on their sort of advocacy for finding a resolution. So I do mihi to my matua Shane, and I do mihi to those that have, including our Ngā Kai o Tokero councillors, Whai Hilda, my whanaunga Pieni, my whanaunga Tamati, of course our kahika Moko. There has been plenty of advocation, but it seems we can't get past this bureaucratic what's the term I'm looking for? This sort of bureaucracy that's getting in the way, these sort of this thin line of bureaucracy that seems to be getting in the way of finding a resolution, or at the very least a compromise that people are happy with. It seems to be, in my opinion, Dale, a lack of wanting to find a compromise on both sides,
so
on all sides.
I'm curious to know, so what's needed? Do we need a dam? Do we need to ensure that each house has safe drinking water, i.e. rainwater tanks that should be subsidised? Or is the constant flooding over the years that you've been subjected to something of a barrier? Seems a lot of buck passing here. What really needs to happen, Rāneata?
Well, for context, so everyone sort of understands, it's all the above that you've just mentioned. It's all the above. It's resourcing for a small town like Kyle, a very rural community like Kyle, somewhat a very sort of Māori community like Kyle, coupled with the constant flooding that we do have, and thankfully, you know, over the years we've been working with NRC and FNDC to look at flood mitigation works that has eased flooding, and there's going to be another big sort of phase two of the flood mitigation here in Kyle with the Northern Regional Council and Far North District Council. So it's a question of resourcing. It's a question of collaboration. For rural communities such as Whangaroa or indeed Kyle, one person can't do everything, or one kaupapa, one organisation can't do everything. And we've learnt that as the Runanga. Reorganising ourselves in terms of our latest strategic plan for the next 5 and 10 years has meant that we went out to the community and asked what really mattered to them. And the community, like all communities, expects Runanga to be able to boil the ocean. So it's a question of to deliver the services that we do, we've needed to collaborate with the likes of Ngāti Hine Health, with the likes of Whangaroa Health, with the likes of Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi, with the likes of Northland Regional Council, Far North District Council, and even some sort of private operators. So in terms of this water quality issue and this infrastructure issue, what we are advocating for with Te Taumata Aroai, with Waikia, with Far North District Council, is everybody coming to the table and working it out together, because nobody can do it alone. Nobody has enough resources to do it alone. So coming together, working together, and find a resolution based on what is best for Kyle by the people of Kyle.
Well, tēnā koe, they at least deserve some sort of subsidy on the cost of that water and on the cost of tanks. I mean, it's shocking, really, that a proud town like Kyle should have to endure a decade of having to boil water. And obviously, advocacy needs to continue, strong advocacy for the community. And just by the by, I think Shane Jones might be on your flight, mate, because he's heading up to Niue for the Foreign Fisheries Commission. Maybe you could sit next to him and have a game of cards, beat him at poker, and get him to build a dam, Raniela.
I'll play him in Yuka.
I'll play him in Yuka, absolutely. I hear he's pretty ordinary at Yuka, Shane Jones. But anyway, if you look around, you might even see him. I think that forum starts today. Why Niue?
Okay.
Raniela, we want to go on a holiday, and if we want to go on holiday, we go to Kyle.
Continue to go to the north. No, it's a first sort of trip. My partner's from Niue, so we're going over there to visit some of their family.
The Rock. You enjoy your
the
trip.
Rock.
I hear it's beautiful, mate. So all the best to you, Raniela. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us, man.
Mihi ana. Kia pai tera.
Mikwe hoki. That's Raniela Kyle. From Kyle, spelt differently. His name is with an I. The proud town is with an E. It's great to have you with us. Hi.